Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
We doing the injury dance today?
I don't think we need to do it.
Just checking.
What are you?
Mike, how are you going to handle play time with the quarterbacks this week?
Well, the quarterback play time, and really, and this is kind of the norm, it seems more excessive this year than prior years, but we got probably four or five guys. I'm not sure if they're going to go. So, ever how this today shakes out, and if we can get these guys on the practice field tomorrow, we'll directly reflect the play time of other players, especially the quarterback positions. So, that's what today's for. You know, we're exclusively with the meetings, the walkthroughs internally today, and then we have our state program this afternoon. So, I'm hoping to get some positive information before I leave here tonight, and hopefully our guys make some progress.
What did you see from Brett Goode yesterday? Kind of like he never left, right?
Brett had a good day. As far as the breakdown and so forth, but he's like everybody else. He needs training camp. So, I mean, he needs to be here and needs to go through it, but I think he's off to a good start.
Mike, you see all these teams around the league practicing against each other with scrimmages during the week, you know, Texans and Patriots and the two LA teams. Is that something you'd ever consider or want to do, you know, leading into the preseason game?
Well, I mean, it's something that's been discussed in the past based off of, schedules, who you practice against, how you structure it. I'm well aware that it was done before my arrival, but that was in a different era. Obviously the CBA era brings other questions and how do you do it. The problem I've run into in the past, talking to other teams, is not only just the 1 year or the one practice or the practice before the game or how you work, but it's the fact of, where you do it at. And what I'm getting to is, and Ted and I've talked about this at length, we will never take the team out of Green Bay. I mean, the Green Bay Packers will always practice, on Nitschke Field, and it's because of our fans and their commitment to the environment that they give us is the priority. So you have to factor that in. So that is a component that just hasn't worked.
Leading up to the Eagles game, we talked to a lot of the players about how they were just excited to finally face somebody new instead of going up against their teammates every day in practice. How does the excitement and energy level of game one compare to game two from what you've seen in your career?
Well, the excitement builds really in how you play and the reality of how much better you think you can play and you work towards that goal. So, we clearly have an emphasis this week. The two biggest things we need to do a much better job of are the two fundamentals of ball security and tackling. So we need to break tackles in Washington. We need to tackle much better as a football team, and we need to take care of the football, offense and special teams, and we need to take it away more. When we have those opportunities, we got to get that ball. So that's what we've been hammering home, and we need to take a big, big step in those two areas.
Mike, how good do you think your veteran players are with assisting rookies in terms of transitioning to your program and what you want to see on the field, in the meetings and all that stuff?
I mean, the only comparable I have is my past experiences, and I think our veterans are top of the line, excellent, A+. Just the interaction on the field, especially in the meetings, it's always been a big component of our operation where you have to pay it forward. I think the quarterback room exemplifies that better than anyone I've ever been around. So just the meetings that we had before I came in here, going through the call sheet, all four quarterbacks going through the rankings, not only what plays they like in this situation, but the why, and just the conversation and the details, and just the way Aaron shares his experiences, particularly with certain plays in preseason games, because preseason football, as we know, is different than in season football. There's a lot more balls in the air. There's different things that go on that that don't go on and then in season. So, but I think our veterans are doing an incredible job of that.
Do you see it across the hall, so to speak, like you do with your offense and defensive coaches? Do you see it with offensive and defensive players and vice versa?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really what drove me to do the across the hall. you know, sessions, you know, four, what, 5 years ago when we started that. So, and the benefits of that have been enormous. I mean, I'm talking about for everybody. I mean, I look at our quality control coaches, the ability to talk to Dom Capers or, you know, talk to Edgar Bennett and Aaron Rodgers with the safeties. And, yeah, that's an ongoing conversation. And we clearly understand what they're trying to get done schematically. I mean, you're competing against each other all spring. You're competing against each other throughout the whole installation phase of training camp. So you have a clear understanding of what they're doing, and you know each other's calls. You know what they're calling defenses, and we've gone to a common language, so we'd be able to communicate even, you know, at a higher level across the hall, offense to defense. So that's all about, you know, just trying to be a smarter football team and taking advantage of everybody's experiences.
Tonight, high school football starts in Wisconsin today and tomorrow.
Go Notre Dame.
In light of that starting up again, just what does the game of football mean to you just at every level? Why is it such a great sport?
I mean, I think it's the best sport because it's clearly parallels life. I think of all the adversity and the things that I've had to, you know, deal with, and as you move through life, the game of football is a great training ground for that. So, you know, we talk about teamwork, you know, work ethic, you know, commitment, you know, trust, you know, loyalty, all those things that are so important to having healthy relationships as an adult. I mean, you're able to learn that through the game of football. So, I think it's an incredible game, and I think it's definitely high school football special. That those are clearly some of the greatest moments of anybody's that has played that sport on any level. So high school football is awesome.
I want to ask, you know, play time and everything like that, but do you start evolving now from getting guys on the field just to see them in specific situations to combinations of players and kind of generalizing your way towards your, you know, your units or your sub packages as we move along to each preseason game?
Well, I'd say all of the above. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying. I mean, it's all about flow. I mean, you know, flow in season is different than preseason. You're trying to get these guys on the field. You're trying to create opportunities. You're always assessing risk. You know, that's a big part of, you know, controlling your training environment in the practice field and even when you get into the competition of games. So, yeah, we're that's why I don't jump ahead. I mean, we will not do the play time till tomorrow, and because until, you know, Flea gives me the final report, you know, sometimes, you know, around 6 o'clock tonight, we'll have our grips on who we think really can play, and so that's just the way it goes. We had some guys get banged up yesterday. Yesterday was a tough practice. You know, we went 2 hours and 40 minutes, and you know, we had a lot going on out there yesterday. So with that, guys get banged up, and we got to make sure. Like I said, there's about four or five guys. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to play, and that'll change which way we go playtime-wise.
What's the challenge of evaluating young guys that maybe are available for the first couple of weeks of camp, but then they get nicked up and they're not available for the final push toward the regular season?
Very difficult. I mean, there's no ability better than availability, and that's, you know, call it coach talk or whatever you want, but that's the facts. I mean, the player that's available is – definitely putting himself in position to be on this football team. And you see it happen each and every year. So when you have a young player get hurt and miss, like you said, go 1 or 2 weeks and then gets hurt, that's a tough evaluation because, you know, you got practices that are limited. So, you know, if you're missing practices, you know, going into the second preseason game, the third preseason game, that's tough. And but that's, you know, everybody goes through it, and it's all part of the evaluation process in today's NFL.
Mike, what do you want to see from your young running backs Saturday?
Well, obviously run hard, take care of the football, and pass protection. Those are the two things that I'll be focused on.
Two more, please.
Mike, when you stood there at this podium 12 months ago, you had two Pro Bowl offensive guards. Now they're both inside the division running around playing for somebody else. But how do you think you guys have gone about overall replacing those two guys? Are you pretty happy with how that's worked itself out?
Yeah, I'm very happy. I think our offensive line will compete to be one of the best lines in the National Football League. So we're early in the process. Lane Taylor is having an excellent training camp. He's clearly having his best camp of his career. So he's really solidified the left guard position. He accomplished that in my view, during last season. And Jari's he's playing good football for us. So he's come right in here, and I really like the working combination between him, Corey, and Brian Bulaga. So, but we have work to do. I mean, we're like nobody else. We haven't accomplished anything yet, but I really like the way it's going.
Mike, yesterday Clay had some high praise for Kentrell Bryce and Marwin Adams. They obviously had a great preseason last year to make the team, but what specific things do you see them doing better now in year two?
Well, they're number one, they're excellent football players, and they can play four downs. And I think that says a lot about any player. And those two guys are ready to take that jump. I think they're clearly two players that have taken that jump in their second year, and it'll definitely factor in our success this year. So excellent offseason, and they're both having an excellent training camp.
Mike, how well does Devontae Bayes move for a big man? I think he had to play in the game where he made a guy miss on a little swing pass on the fourth down.
Talented runner. I mean, he not only can make you miss, but he runs with power. So very natural, you know, with the run instincts. And he's got, you know, more to learn. You know, he's not comfortable, you know, 100% on some things we're doing. But I've been very impressed with him when he has the ball in his hand.